Homer author Dan Coyle's newest book is called The Talent Code. It springs from his search to understand how people learn to excel in a variety of skills. KBBI's Marsha Lynn spoke with Coyle and reports on what he discovered.
Coyle is a seasoned journalist, sports enthusiast, and former writer for Outside Magazine. He says a tennis phenomenon inspired his newest work.
This book really started with me noticing a strange fact, which was that a huge number of top tennis players came from the same club. And when I looked into it, it was this tiny, tiny club. They only had one indoor court, actually, and it was in Moscow, right? Now, there aren't that many tennis players that come out of those freezing parts of the world, but this club somehow was able to produce more top 20 women players than the entire U.S.
Coyle went to Moscow and then expanded his search.
Well, there was this little pop music studio in Dallas that was kind of doing the exact same thing. It wasn't big. It was using local kids. It wasn't importing them from Los Angeles or anywhere, but they were producing all these American idols. And then, sure enough, in classical music, there's this place over here where, well, Yo-Yo Ma went there. Itzhak Perlman was developed there. All these incredible players are coming out of these little bitty places.
His travels took him around the U.S. and abroad, including soccer fields in Brazil and baseball fields in the Caribbean. He identified what he calls talent hotbeds and patterns of learning.
There's certain types of practice when you're operating right at the edge of your ability that are amazingly fruitful. You acquire skill really, really fast if you're operating right on the edge and making mistakes and fixing them. And that act, which I'm calling deep practice, that zone, allows you to do some amazing things. And it's what I see in these talent hotbeds.
Coyle says coaches and teachers play a major role.
These places tend to spring up around these teachers. It's the teachers that are really sort of the asset, you know, the key part of this. And we see that in our own town of Homer, when we see these people around which tremendous amounts of talent have gathered itself, has grown, really.
Coyle is the father of four children, ages 7 to 13, and he's also been a coach. He says it's fascinating to see what interests kids and how to encourage them. People get discouraged from trying to do new things, thinking they don't have natural talent in certain areas. But Coyle says it's important to realize that skills can be acquired, and he cites the example of one well-known dancer.
If you think of talent as being magically in your DNA, then you absolutely wouldn't want to do that. But if you think of it as a circuit that you can build, and if you can see how you're growing that circuit, then you actually are kind of inspired to do it. And no matter who you are, Fred Astaire looked awesome on the finished product, but anybody who's read about him knows that it was all about him, you know, essentially having bloody feet because he practiced so intensely and so much and was such a perfectionist.
Coyle trekked 50,000 miles around the globe doing research for the Talent Code. He also studied the science behind how we learn and says it sends a positive message.
It's not as romantic to think of its skill in that way. It's very romantic to think of a baby who's born with his magic ability. That's an irresistible story. But I think we're entering this sort of new moment where we see it for what it is, which is there is this mechanism. Just like you can train to, you know, maximize your cardiovascular system, there's also a way to train and to sort of acquire skill at the highest velocity you can.
Coyle says he's gotten a lot of good feedback on his new book, especially from teachers in the community. This is his fourth book. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.